Chapter 52. Jesse hadn't mentioned it to Molly or Sonny, but he had seen Jerry Brock at a few AA meetings in a basement room at the Paradise YMCA. Jesse heard him speak one time, mostly about his drinking days at Boston University, where he said he tried to set binge drinking records that might never be broken, at least not by anybody wanting to live past the age of 30. But he had never once mentioned a friendship with Bo, or Troy Drake, or Kevin Feeney. He hadn't come forward to volunteer information when they were all at Paradise High together. At the time, Jesse and Molly and Suit had spoken to a lot of students at Paradise High, both boys and girls, just not all, and not him. The first time Jesse had ever heard his name associated with the rape had been from Candace Pennington the day before. Jerry was currently a vice president of Kane Real Estate. His father, Ned, was a member of the Board of Selectmen, and had been when Jerry was in high school. Maybe he was the one who had advised his son to keep his mouth shut and head down. Now he was clean and sober, or had been the last time Jesse had seen him at a meeting, with a wife and young son. When Jesse had called, Jerry Brock had told him to come right over. Things were quiet these days in the real estate business. It was a buyer's market in Paradise. "What does that really mean? I've always wondered," Jesse had said. "It generally means no market," Brock had said. "The council is thinking about passing a town ordinance, making everybody take down their for sale signs. They think it's a bad optic." The night Jerry'd spoken at AA, he'd said he replaced going to bars with going to the gym. It showed. His upper body strained against a tight black polo shirt. The tattoos on his upper arms looked as if they'd been chiseled onto him and not inked there. Jesse wondered if the tats were a product of his drinking days, idly wondering, not for the first time, when tattoos had started taking over the world. "Is this about Troy?" Jerry Brock said. He'd made them both coffee from his own Keurig. "Peripherally," Jesse said, "it's actually about all of them." "What a group," he said. "Candace told me that it nearly included you," Jesse said. His cup was nearly to his mouth. He stopped it, put it back down. "She told you that?" "And that you apologized later." He put a big hand to his forehead and rubbed it hard. "I should have said something to her," he said. "But I was a coward. Afraid of Bo, the way everybody in school was." He blew out some air. "It's amazing now, when I think back, and I think back on that a lot, that I didn't drink about half a bottle of vodka and go along. Candace was here yesterday to talk to me," Jesse said. "Later that evening, she told her partner that she'd run into a friend. Wasn't you by any chance, was it?" He shook his head. "I'd actually like to have seen her," he said, "but it's funny. I'd already taken care of step 8 with her before I was ever in the program when I apologized. The one about making things right with people you'd wronged." "Know the drill," Jesse said. Brock frowned at Jesse now. "Wait, what was she doing here?" Jesse told him about the attacks on the department, the death of Troy Drake, and about Bo and Candace having gone missing, and perhaps Kevin Feeney, too. "Had you seen Troy Drake around town?" Jesse said. Brock shook his head. "What about Bo?" Jesse said. "Any contact with him since high school?" Another shake of the head. "Kevin, I ran into one time," he said. "It was the night of the ceremony at the movie theater. Saw him on the street after. Everybody else was going out. I was going home. Almost didn't recognize him with the beard." Molly and Sonny hadn't mentioned a beard. "So, you talked?" "He told me he'd opened some kind of techie business," Brock said. "Gave me a business card. Asked if I could throw him some business. He must have rented his space from some other agency, and I just missed it." "Was he with his wife that night?" Jesse said. "We're trying to locate her." Brock smiled now. "His wife?" he said. "He told Molly Crane she was away visiting his in-laws," Jesse said. "Chief," Jerry Brock said, "Kevin's not married." He told Molly he was. Brock shook his head. That night, he asked me if I was married, and just to be polite, I asked him the same. I'd always felt bad for Kevin, at least before what happened to Kansas. He was the weak one of the three. Some of the guys used to call him Bo's bitch. The rumor about him after what they did to Candace was that he couldn't even get it up. Jesse took a deep breath, let it out slowly. A Dick's drill for relaxation. Feel it coming in, feel it going out. But he told you he wasn't married. Said he'd just gotten dumped, Brock said. Tried to make a joke out of it, actually. Same old fiends, he said. Even when he can get a girl, can't hold on to her. Then he said he had to bounce. He had to go meet somebody. So, nothing about Vermont, Jesse said. Brock gave Jesse a what-the-fuck look. Why would he have been talking about Vermont, he said.